Mark and Will. Yeah, yeah. Mark and Will. Yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to another great episode of the Mark and Will Show. And of course, you got your favorite two hosts of the most, Mark and Will. What's up, my brother?
Nothing much, man. It's my Thursday, so.
Someone was detected at the front door.
Other than that, man, ain't nothing going on. How about yourself? How you doing? How you feeling?
Good, good, good. Trying to get back. It's just crazy. Holidays, weather, ridiculous.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, you know, getting warm and stuff, so, you know. First person you see with shorts is the first one got the flu.
Yeah, COVID, all that.
Everything jumbled up all at once, big time.
Right. Don't let this weather fool you.
Not at all. Not at all. Everybody hit that like button. Thank you for joining us. You know, today we got a nice thing. Y'all know what it is. It used to be awards day on Tuesday, but we kind of shift that to give people more time to go ahead and vote and all that kind of stuff like that. So Wednesday, which is today, we're going to go reveal our winners. And whew, I had to practice on saying these kids' names and stuff, bro. And I know I'm going to mess it up. I know I am, but try. But, you know, we had some nice old winners, but we definitely going to give y'all some show and everything. Thank you, the mayor, for coming on yesterday. A nice, fun show with him. And, you know, he had his helmet trying to show off. You know, Dominican College and Southern and all that. I'm like, come on, man. You know, goodness. He's doing his thing. He's geared up. He's ready to rock and roll. Had a Georgia right. ball. Had a Troy ball. All kinds of stuff, man. You know, so he's full of energy. That's why we love the mayor.
Absolutely.
Speaking of the stuff we'll be talking about the polls, look, this is where you're going to find us. Mark and Will Show, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, You Don't Stop, Instagram, all that stuff. We got Mark and Will Gamers on Twitch. You know, check it out, the website, markandwillshow.com. Mark and Will Show Facebook group page, which is growing ridiculously. That number's close to 800 now. In 4 weeks or so, something like 4 to 5 weeks. So continue to join that page. And the big page, the mother page, is already past 2,000, close to 2.1. So I thank you guys for joining that. Continue doing it. Twitter is, I think, at close to 3,600, I think it is. So, yeah, so YouTube is 752. We need to get on up to 1,000. So go ahead, subscribe, do all stuff like that. But we coming, we doing what we do. You know, it is what it is. We got a nice interview tomorrow coming up from an out-of-towner, a softball player. So we introduce her to the world, so it's all good stuff like that. And also, rest in peace, Bobby Turner, male high great, passed away. So salute you, Louisville.
Right.
Great. So, hey, rest in peace, big time.
Absolutely.
Let's go on and get this rocking and rolling. Oops, sorry. Please, you guys. FNC, FNC, FNC. Let me get Mark on her. FNC. Make sure you guys go to that FNC Friday night. Check that out. All that good stuff. Listen to good old conversations. And we'll definitely be back more in rotation with that one. And also, gaming.
Yeah, gaming's coming. Trying to get kinks and stuff together, man. But it's so difficult with this, man. But it's coming. Trust me, I got the big homie Don working on something with me. That we got something brewing up. So y'all be waiting for that.
Don, what's going on, brother? Time. That's all it's about. So without further ado, we are going to get into these awards like we do. Want to let you guys know, like we have put out, it is combined votes, total combined votes from Twitter and Facebook. If you don't know now, I don't know. I mean, we're putting out all kinds of stuff to warn you guys, let you know. So if you're on Twitter, you need to go to Facebook. On Facebook, go to Twitter. And really, if you're on Facebook, you really probably ain't got to go nowhere because a lot of these winners has been determined by Facebook.
Right.
You know, people get caught up looking at these polls and see, you know, no. First of all, it's several different polls for one player. So don't get caught up in that. But, yeah, man, it's some stuff in the great reveal. So without further ado, let's go on and get it rocking and rolling. Let's get that out of Mark's face. Mark and Will Show, Kentucky Boys Basketball Player of the Week, sponsored by
Tap Out.
It's Beth Haven's John Harris. Hey, I mean, look, I got everything. Look, I'm so confused. Jordan Harris. I'm typing everything like it ain't no thing. Jordan Harris. We're going to give you your due without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Let me go on and get that start back in the right way. Mark Will Show's Kentucky Boys Basketball Player of the Week, sponsored by
Tap Out.
It's Beth Haven's Jordan Harris. He averaged 23.5 points and 9 rebounds for the week. He did his thing, a straight baller, putting up points. And people, look, these are average. So don't get caught in that. You know, we get people, go ahead and hit us up and be like, I thought I scored, you know, 40, 30. Well, it's the average, the week average. Now, if you had one game and it was outstanding, you'd be on her. If you had one game and it was a good game, you're probably not going to be on the post. Besides.
Right.
But Jordan, you did your thing. Beth Haven, congratulations, without a doubt. Let's see if I got this one right. Mark and Will Show's Kentucky Girls Basketball Player of the Week, sponsored by JazzyWithJizzy.com. It's Browns. Let me see if I can get that. Miss Kirk.
Yeah.
Jonna Kirk. Let me do it. There we go. Jonna Kirk. Browns. Jonna Kirk. Congratulations. She averaged 15.3 points, 6.3 rebounds. Had a solid week. I think she ended up playing like three or four games or something like that. You know, hey, congratulations. You did your thing. Facebook did a thing. Twitter did a thing. Congratulations, Browns. Jonna Kirk. Next up, I think we're in the Nationals. We're in the Nationals now. We're in the Nationals.
Oh,
Mark Will Show, National Boys Basketball Player of the Week, sponsored by
Tap Out.
Evangel Christian, Kyron Tilley. Average 28.5 points, 3 rebounds. I will put the assists on this for anybody, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Kentucky High School Association doesn't do that. But, you know, we had a boatload of dimes. Hey, congratulations. Let me get that out of Mark's face. My fault. Congratulations. Hey, I'm going to tell you, he's an athlete. He is a baller.
Yeah.
He actually can play football. I remember him playing football in Little League. You know what I'm saying? He's tough. He's doing his thing. He exploded. And I do mean exploded in the PRP tournament that they had.
Follow-up game.
I mean, we talking about putting up 30-something pieces and 28 piece, all that kind of stuff. Kyron Tilley, welcome to the club. Make sure you check your DMs because either later on tonight or tomorrow, we got a nice Tap App gift for you. So congratulations, Kyron. 28 points, 3 rebounds, big time, straight baller. Last but not least, here we go. Mark and Will Show's National Girls Basketball Player of the Week, sponsored by
Tap Out.
Powell's County, Makaira Cuddle. She averaged 30 points and 10 boards.
Okay, that's wild.
Yeah, 30 and 10. So, you know, double-double in the big way. Not no creeping double-double. Hey, congratulations, Kyra. Cuddle for your National Player of the Week. You are Mark and Will's National Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap Out. Make sure you check yours. Your DM has a gift for you. And hey, man, I'm gonna tell you what. Straight ballers, man. That's all I gotta say. Everybody straight ballers. Thank everybody for voting. Continue to vote for these student athletes. Everybody deserves it. And if you think your school is one of those who does not report on time, you know how to reach us. We on Messenger, Twitter, where you can DM us. You know, some of y'all know our personal stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and DM us. Just let it out. We don't care. You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and make sure you get them stats. Just don't say, I'm going to have Mark on there, you know what I'm saying, because I think, you know, he handled the ball well. Well, that's not going to be a nomination.
Right. Not at all.
You know, without a doubt. But please go ahead and do that and have it by Sunday because, hey, it's shutting down, you know, all that kind of stuff. Because we go through every school. I don't think you guys heard. Every school. Every school may not have a person on there, but we go through every school and see what's going on. And a lot of these schools are not reporting their stats. And what's going on? If it's no stats, it's not going to be on there. So it's up to you guys. It's up to the parents, it's up to the coaches, it's up to the teammates, the mom, the uncles, the aunties, whoever. If you got that stats and somebody called, go ahead and do it. Don't just do no one game and they play three games. That ain't gonna work.
Yeah,
we might as well just leave it to the Kentucky High School Association because that's what they do, and it's not their fault because whoever's over the ring just submitted. We got a lot of student athletes that is not on these polls. It's not because they didn't deserve it. Because whoever's doing their stats ain't turning stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to all our winners. Nothing but winners. Straight ballers. Do y'all thing. Have a great week this week. We're going to see you next week with who's going to be nominated again. So you know how that goes. Let's go on and get it, Mark. Let's go on and hit. I'll tell you what. Let's do a little bit different. Let's hit them college football scores if you got that for the day. I think we had some bowl games. College football bowl games. I think we had some of that was rocking and rolling today. You know, it's feast week basically still.
Right. You had Kent. It's actually on now. Arkansas and Kansas is on right now. Arkansas was up 38-23.
Okay.
Oregon is up on North Carolina 7-0 right now. Duke beat UCF 30-13. You got a game that's actually coming on tonight. You got Texas Tech and Ole Miss. They're coming on. UAB beat Miami, Ohio, 24-20 earlier. Troy beat UTSA earlier.
Oh, God.
18-12. Oh, shoot.
That's okay. That's December 6th. You go ahead and rip through that.
I was wrong.
No, you go ahead. Get everybody caught up.
And then, of course, over the weekend, you know, the past weekend, you had Louisville beat Cincinnati 24-7. Oregon State beat Florida 30-3.
Okay.
Fresno State beat Washington State 29-6. Southern Miss beat Rice 38-24. BYU beat SMU 24-23. Boise State beat North Texas 35-32. I ain't go too far back. I'm just getting them with that one.
No, you good. And actually, you know, that Oregon North Carolina game should be a good one. That's going on now.
Yeah.
And that Texas Tech and Ole Miss. See, now we're getting into names that you're familiar with, but the thing about it is who's going to be playing? Because you got a lot of girls sitting out. You got a lot of kids in transfer portal. So, you know, but the names look good, and these teams was rocking and rolling back in the day. So, I mean, earlier this year, so hope we can go ahead and get that without a doubt with that one. So, thank you for doing that. No, I sprung that on you. Let's go on and circle the wagon and get that NBA scores.
All right, hit you with Tuesday, December 27th. Lakers beat the Magic 129-110. With LeBron arguing with the Magic, they just don't understand that. Washington beat Philly 116-111. Boston beat Houston 126-102, where Harden said he don't mind going back to this summer.
Yeah.
Indiana Pacers beat ATL 129-114. Clippers beat the Raptors 124-113. Suns beat the Grizzlies 125-108. I think it's time for Ja Morant to stop talking crazy. OKC beat the Spurs 130-114. Dallas Dallas.
We're going to get on that piece.
121. Golden State beat the Hornets 110-105. Still rocking without Steph. Nuggets beat the Kings 113-106. Wednesday, December 28th. We got a lot of games on right now. Lakers and Heat tied 42-42. Orlando down to Detroit 64-45. Washington is up on the Suns 69-60. ATL is up on Brooklyn 58-47. Bucks is only up by three against the Bulls 19-16. Timberwolves and Pelicans. Pelicans is up 16-12. Then you got two nightcap games. Washington. Warriors and Jazz. Nuggets and Kings.
All right, division, before we hit in some news on that, right now in the Eastern Conference of Atlanta, you've got the Celtics with a 2.5-game lead over the Nets. Man, that division, is, when you look at it, 2.5 over the Nets, 4 over the Sixers, 7, I guess the Knicks done got their stuff together because you remember last year they were supposed to have be a great one. They only 7 yep. back, and the Raptors is always dangerous, 9.5 back. In the Central, you got the Bucks with only a 1-game lead over the surprising Cavaliers. In the Southeast, you got the Heat and the Hawks tied. And they only got a 1-game lead over the Wizards, a 4.5-game lead over the Magic. In the Western Conference Northwest, you got the Nuggets with a 4.5-game lead over the Trailblazers and the Jazz. In the Pacific, you got the Clippers. Man, this stuff just changes. The Clippers, a 1-game lead over the Suns. Who they lost somebody, but we'll talk about that shortly. And 2-game lead over the Kings. In the Southwest, you have the Pelicans with a 1-game lead over Ja Morant in the game.
Yep.
And 3-game lead over the Mavericks. I had to put a halt tomorrow because I definitely wanted to talk about what happened last night. Luka, 60-21-10.
10.
So 60 piece, 21 wedges, and big 10 punches of pink lemonade. He did his thing. So for the people, I don't know what I'm talking about, 60 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists in overtime. They won the game, came back, ridiculous comeback, which that didn't make sense whatsoever.
Right.
Dude's a special.
Luka's different. Luka's just let the league know that this is him. Ain't no more talking about no LeBron. He said he don't care about nobody. It's just him. And the crazy thing about it, he's doing it together by himself.
Right.
Over with Dallas. I don't understand how Mark Cuban can't get nobody else to go over to play with that young man. You know what I'm saying? He needs somebody else.
And he's got that long money.
Exactly.
And
you can't get nobody to come to Dallas?
Right.
Nobody.
I don't get that. It's like, first of all, you should have threw everything. And I know that Brunson wanted to go probably back home. His daddy is an assistant coach. But, man, I would have made the Knicks pay way above what he supposed to.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I would have branched that. But you can't get nobody else?
Get nobody else.
I don't understand that.
I don't, because he's one piece away. He's probably about 1 or 2 pieces away to where it's like, oh, this team is unstoppable.
Yeah. Because that's all he needs, especially because I'm seeing him punch in on people. He did a nasty dunk on somebody 2 games ago.
Oh, yeah.
He's, and that's the scary thing. Just think if Luka was in shape, like tip-top shape. Man,
right.
But if he was in tip-top shape, the muscle stuff with that, bro. Oh my gosh, bro.
And then the crazy thing with him, though, that frustrates people is you can't speed him up.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna play that little ball that he do.
Right.
You can't do nothing about it.
No, you can't do nothing about it. You know, you're talking about somebody who's like 6'7", and you can't do nothing with that. 6'7", 6'8", and you can't speed him up. He's going at his own pace. He can pass. He can do all this stuff. He's a nightmare. He's definitely a nightmare, but hey. Luka, man, quit doing people like that.
Calm down.
Luka out for 4 weeks. It's gonna hurt. They still got some stuff going on, but this is gonna hurt. But
yeah, they need them young boys that's on the team and everybody else got to step up with them being gone. They got to step up because Suns got a decent team.
In a competitive division. Like,
exactly.
Only six games separates number one from the last one. So from the Lakers to the Clippers. So you can't afford to go ahead and drop, you know, damn, 8-9 games. You know what I'm saying?
No, you may.
You know, before you know it, All-Star break be right here, then everything gets real. Trade deadline.
It's real.
Yeah, so that, yeah, man, that's ugly right there. So
and did got a hope when he do come back that he's 100.
Right.
Well, at least close to it. You know what I'm saying? Because I think it's growing, ain't it?
I think it is growing. And that's something.
So we never know if it's, I mean, he comes back. You just never know with the NBA.
You don't want him to go ahead and snap it, so you better go ahead.
Exactly.
Do whatever.
Have him treat him when he comes back.
Yeah, you got to slow walk him. Yep, groin strain. Yeah, that's nothing to play with. Because if that come off that bone, then he's done. Then he have to have surgery and stuff. So
absolutely.
And you know you don't want that. So we'll see on that, without a doubt. I don't know.
It's getting that's nitty gritty in this NBA.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of nitty gritty. Boxer Devontae Davis arrested for domestic violence, and he's got a fight next month.
I saw this, and it hurt my feelings because it's like it's taking his first time.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, they got you on tape on one, you know what I'm saying, jacking up and stuff like that. Now, I mean, like, dude, you're making a lot of money. You got a big name for yourself. Why throw it all away?
Yeah, that's ugly.
You understand what I'm saying? He's a good boxer. He's undefeated. Yeah. He's on the Mayweather promotion stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a good look.
At all.
It ain't like boxers get big endorsement deals and stuff. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you get paid as you fight.
That's sad.
Some only fight once a year. I mean, come on, dude. He got to do better than that, man. That's just sad, dude. Like you said, and you fight next month. Who to say they're not going to call the fight off?
Right. You're talking about revenue laws. You know, people ain't going to mess with you, man. You can't be doing all that stuff. And then, like you said, this is not his first time. So then, all right, you know, he's a chronic. You know, he's doing it all the time. Like, dude, what's going on? So nobody's going to mess with you. Whatever little you have, they're going to knock that out.
Right.
So, you know, that's a sad thing. But, hey, he needs to go get help, apparently.
Yeah.
He needs to go get help.
I hate that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, bro. Let's go on and before we get into that magical three letter, let's go on and get in some basketball scores. Let me see. Yeah, can you go on and get that scoreboard? Look at that. Who's in the college basketball men?
All righty. Well, shoot. No, it's baseball. Jesus Christ. Well, you got Kentucky, who's on right now against Missouri, down 54-42. Villanova is up on UConn. Well, down to UConn, 63-57. Okay. Second half with a minute left. Number two, UConn is trying to hang on. Florida and Auburn. Florida's up 41-38. Tennessee and Ole Miss played earlier. Tennessee won 63-59. You got Oregon. This can't be the final score.
Yes, it is.
Gonzaga won 120-42. That ain't right, is it?
That's right.
Okay.
Eastern Oregon, ain't nobody heard of it. They got to be Division II.
Okay. See, Arkansas, they go down to TCU 103-57. Now, these scores is getting ridiculous. Virginia beats Auburn 66-46. Then you got a lot of games coming on tonight. You got Tulsa and Houston, Alabama, Mississippi State, Arkansas, LSU, Xavier, St. John's, Colorado State, and New Mexico.
Yeah. Like Mark said, right now in the update, Kentucky's down by 55-44 on the road against Missouri, unranked Missouri, even though they're 11-1, but apparently they must haven't played anybody. I don't think that Kentucky can take too many more losses like this. Meaning, like, not even just Kentucky. I'm talking about Cal. You already calling his name, even though he's done, you know what I'm saying, a lot for that one time frame. People are tired of losing games like this. And really, let's be honest. The SEC basketball, since they decided to pay these coaches, and now, you know, even before the NIL deal, they've been getting great players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is not the old SEC that Cal came into, where he could just dominate them. Now these dudes is bringing in top recruiting classes, too. They done elevated their whole league, and they got good coaches.
Right.
So Kentucky fans understand. They know what's going on. And they're like, okay, well, we bring it home, number one, number two, number three, number four, number five class, but no results. So what's the problem?
Right, exactly.
It's coaching.
Ain't been no results for a while.
It's coaching.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing about it. You know, and the thing about it is people can always say, like, and they're flipping on the Kenny Payne side, Louisville side. Well, we thought he's going to bring, well, look, we don't even know if he can coach.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So, right.
Like, you know, everybody saying you won't. You got a guy who gets players every year. Every year. And we're not every talking year. About dude who was the best in the state. We're talking about in the country, best players in the country who were NBA players, and he has one ship to show for it.
That's it.
And they're getting tired. They're getting tired. But I will say this before we move off the basketball. Be careful what you wish for. I say it in the high school football. I say it in everything. But be careful what you wish for, because when Cal leaves, y'all going to get some good players, but you're not going to get those classes that he got.
That he got, right.
His connections are ridiculous. Yeah, you can bring in somebody else who, you know, not whip us up and he's going to be good. But Cal's connections are ridiculous.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's the only dude I know that can go into the state of North Carolina, get their best player in North Carolina, and has to go against North Carolina and Duke and pull them up out of there.
Exactly.
The whole family was North Carolina and Duke people, and he'd be like, come on.
That's, come on, brother.
Yeah. And they'd be like, yeah, yes, sir. Yes.
Right.
Sir. Yeah. So that's what you're going to lose. Now, you might get coaching, but you're going to lose that recruiter big time. So it is what it is. Hey, you know, that's not my problem, but hey, it is what it is. All right. Let's get into some football. We got some news and notes, and we'll dive in some other stuff that we did before, have a little fun with it. So let me see. Let me pull up this first thing real quick. We kind of went over a little bit yesterday, but we really couldn't go into a lot of stuff. So let me see. Let's go on and hit the J.J. Watt. He's retiring after the season. I thought he was already done. I watched the games. I don't hear his name called. I thought he already retired.
Ah, shoot. I think he's done. I think he's like, my run is over. It's over. I mean, he dealt with so many injuries and stuff like that. And then it's like, I'm in Arizona. Right. I need to pretty much go ahead and hang it up.
Got a nice little, you know, got a nice little new child and everything. So
right. It's like he's ready to be a dad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't see him trying to come back and play no more, because yeah, he can still get out there and get to the quarterback and do what he do, but not the way that he used to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's not that dominant TJ no more.
Right.
But JJ, I said TJ. JJ.
Because he was a bad boy when he first, he was wrecking shots.
Right. I mean, he's a three-time defensive player of the year.
Right.
Dude gonna get in there. He's gonna get in the hall. He already
got his bus ready. they got his ready. They're like, okay, let's see. What are we gonna do? You know, certain players you already know, it doesn't matter.
Right.
He's in there. And then he's a hell of a human, too. He donates a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Takes care of a lot of people. So he's definitely Gucci. The thing about it is, I think he's probably regretting, because you remember when he left Texas, he could have went anywhere.
Yeah, he could have went anywhere.
He thought that he just picked the wrong team. He thought Arizona was the up and coming, and they was going to rock and roll with Hopkins and all them. And we going to go. Hey. Sorry, Charlie.
It didn't work out for you, buddy.
I didn't. But heck of a career, though. Like Mark said, he's a Hall of Famer. We know it. you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm at the point, man, I don't even know why you have to even wait when you retire.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Forget that, dude. You need to go and put these dudes in. As soon as they retire, go ahead. Don't wait 5 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, wait.
Eligible. If they miss the deadline to the following year, don't do all that stuff. Because, you know, a lot of them, man, you know, they suffer, like, some injuries and different things. And it ain't the same. You want them to be able to enjoy it like everybody else. Let's keep it 100. Thank everybody who's watching. If you have not subscribed, make sure you subscribe big time. Thank you. This right here, man. Look, you know what's so funny? Spell check's a mother. Ain't nobody put two.
Well, it's second. It's two concussions.
Well, actually, they should have typed in three. You know, they try to hide that first one, right? They try to hide that first one and all that. But, man, hey, Dolphins are done.
Yeah, it's over.
They done. They are done.
Nah, it's the real Dolphins family came out. It's just that Tyreek Hill and Waddle really made it look different. They had two decent running backs and stuff like that, but it was eventually we was going to see what they was all about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Especially if you had these cats in fantasy. It was like, okay, the numbers are trickling down.
Right. Well, you know, and the thing about it, like you said, the scary thing is that, you know, he hit the wall a little bit, then he kind of bounced back.
Yeah.
But it's going to let me know what kind of organization they really are, right?
Yeah.
Because if he comes back and play, then, hey, man, if I'm a Dolphin player, I'd probably be looking to go somewhere else because they don't care nothing about your health. There's no way he should play again this year. Now, next year, that's up on him. If he needs to retire, if he wants to come back, get healthy, get that brain together, that's cool. Worried about different stuff. But he's at a position where he runs, all that. So if they allow this dude for the playoff push, because like I was talking to LaJuan, I was talking to Bump, I said, you know, I know they Dolphins fans. I'm like, man, what do y'all think? They were like, man, sit that down. I'm like, well, the problem is if you sit it down, Teddy Bridgewater ain't going to do nothing for you. And we love some Teddy, but he ain't. Yeah, man, he's just a backup.
Right. Yeah, and then they're talking about should they pay him. Well, if you pay him, you're wasting money.
Ooh, you better not.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll be wasting money if you pay him. I hope he gets healthy, get everything right with him, because it's starting to seem like it's a continuous thing. Every time he take a bad hit, he goes to concussion protocol. So it's almost like, well, we be seeing him do an Andrew Luck type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Retire early because of that right there, because there ain't nothing to play with. Because that last one that he did, his fingers and stuff started twitching. That was scary.
Yeah, that was his second one, because they tried to lie on that first one. But I'm like you, it's really bad. It's actually a bad look on the organization. So you need to step up and be like, hey, dude, you're done. Like, for real. But you ain't
hurt. Absolutely.
They're like, well, you know, he's in. Because they scared, because they know their best chance right now on that roster is to have a healthy, a serviceable Tua.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody else on that bench is going to be able to do that, the same stuff. Because when he was on, he's on. He's accurate.
Yep.
He's throwing them bombs, but they ain't got that. So my thing is, hey, man, sorry. It's a wrap, Dolphins.
Right, yeah. Shut him down.
Yeah, need to. Oh, my man got fired yesterday. Mark and I talked about this last week, that it was just about the time that Nathaniel Hackett was going to be the first one out of there. Because he was gonna be before Russell, because all that money. Guy can't, you know, he worked, you know, that was Aaron Rodgers' love joy. You know, he loved some of him. You know, he worked with him, you know. It was either the quarterback coach or whatever he did. And, you know, I can see him back in the fold, right?
Yeah, he would be.
Back over to the Green Bay and just to relax or whatever he needs to do while he collects some checks. But whose fault is it? Is it his with his offensive scheme? Or is it Russell Wilson? Because my thing is this. Not everybody fits in everybody's offensive scheme.
System. Yeah.
You should have done a better job than do that, right?
That's tough. But it's always going to be on the coach anyway. So
end of the day,
I say a little bit of both. I say a little bit of both because we didn't see. Yeah, a little bit of both. We really ain't been seeing the same Russell anyway for the past couple of years. Even when he was there on his last stint with Seattle, Russell, he been declining.
I can't believe you paid all his money.
Gave him a boatload of money to do what he's doing now. You get rid of the coach. You could have let him coach one more week.
Let him finish the season. It's too much.
Finish the season.
You know what you going to do? I guess you, I mean, what? Trying to get a hold of Sean Payton real quick, all this stuff. And people like, you know, because even like Brandon was on, you know, yesterday and we was talking. I'm like, we don't even know if Sean Payton likes him.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and plus he's old. He's not young. So it's like, dude is set in his ways, right? You know, that's the thing, right? When you get these old quarterbacks, only very certain ones is going to go ahead and like, well, you know, I'll do whatever. They set in their ways, dude. I mean, Stafford was a bonus last year for the Rams because he was tired of losing, so he's going to listen.
Exactly.
Now you went to the Super Bowl with golf. Like, oh, if he can do it, I can.
I can do it.
You know what I'm saying? So my thing is that, like, who even knows? Like, these coaches have the idea type of quarterback that they want.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be Russell, so I wouldn't pencil Peyton in there as a shoe-in with that, with all these other jobs great come open to.
Right.
Because it's another dude that needs to come up out of there. We're going to talk about that team very shortly.
And then the crazy thing about the whole Broncos organization was a hot mess this year anyway. Mm-hmm. You got players fighting, you know what I'm saying, yelling at him on the sideline. You got Jeudy, you know what I'm saying, he's yelling at the sideline, feed me and all this stuff. Like, yeah, well, if he can't get the ball, see, I ain't going to feed him.
Right. Yeah, you got to have some people blocking for him. And in my check, you ain't like that anyway.
Dude, you done made some nice catches. You had that one game with three touchdowns.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you a top 10 receiver.
Yeah, you know. And the thing about it is that when you got, what is it? Southern, what's the receiver? Not Southern.
Sutton.
And Patrick got hurt. Tim Patrick was 6'4", run like a gazelle. You know what I'm saying? So you was going to be the third option anyway. So, you know, and I get it, frustration. Everybody's trying, you know, because we talking about people ain't trying to lose their job, bro.
Yep.
Let's be real. You got to look at that way. Like, everybody's on the chopping block, man.
Everybody.
When you look at that, everybody's in trouble, bro. Let's keep it 100. For real. And you look at that like, oh, what's going on? Man, ain't nobody
trying.
You know, so I can see, you know, but you still got to be professional at the end of the day. And you saw Ripken yelling at the offensive line because he was trying to protect Russell. Like, man, block for him. Like, what are y'all doing?
Right.
Dude pushed. Then the running back pushed him. I said, oh, man. And then my man did his thing, Randy Gregory. I'm so glad you gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because as a fan, you don't know when he's going to be on the team or not.
Right.
He kept getting popped for drug use and different stuff like that. Or he's, you know, erratic behavior that you want to know that if Mark is not playing, it's because he's injured.
Exactly.
Not because he went out last night, got a DUI, or did something like that and messed up everything while you're in the hunt for a playoff run.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all that irresponsible stuff. So, whatever.
What you said?
Woo-wee. Raiders. They benched Carr, but can they bench their head coach?
This goes back to the Broncos coaching. Y'all fired him with one more game left, and y'all benched this man with what do? Y'all not getting in. I understand y'all want to try. Y'all need all type of help. They need some help. But now it came out too that Carr said, you know what? I won't even come back to the facility because I don't want to be a distraction. So I'm going to just sit at the crib. He just going to sit home because he don't want to be a distraction. That organization's all messed up too.
Yeah, you know, first of all, like I said, I wouldn't have hired him anyway after that stunt he did with the Colts. I mean, you can stay, old boys. assistant coach, all that stuff.
Forever,
until he leaves. That's you, partner. You're good right there. Bitch and car ain't gonna solve nothing. Y'all still ain't going to the playoffs. You know, what you're doing is trying to blame. But the crazy thing is this. Davante Adams and him are like boys. So.
Yep.
This is what he might.
Reason why he probably went third.
They play college ball together. So he's probably like, dude, I'll go out there. I play with you. I'm from that area. You know what I'm saying? He's actually from California area, but it's like, hey, that's close. I can do what I got to do. You, man. And then if I'm the GM, I'm like, hey, yo. What is this about? You know what I'm saying? What are you trying to prove on this, dude? This season over with. It's different because my thing is this, even if you want to look at another person, What we as an organization say, dude, he's got about 3 more years left in him. We like him. We don't care what you do on that. Don't be ruffling feathers because we need to try to extend him or whatever. Man, hey, Jacobs, I know you probably saw Jacobs' interview. He's like, he's done. Like,
yeah.
He's I'm fed up, bro.
He's sick of it.
Yeah.
Because the whole team may give it. It's like the whole team is not even there. So it could be the coach. They don't want to play for dude.
I think so, too.
You know what I'm saying? You just never know, but it gotta be that. They're not there.
Because
they got a nice team.
They did not lose that many, right? They did not lose that many. They lost some, but they didn't lose that many.
Yeah.
That, okay. But, it goes back to the New England thing. Why everybody think that because, they were successful. Dude, that was Tom Brady and Belichick. Belichick's a defensive genius. And Tom knew the offense, whatever. McDaniel and all, y'all just another person. You know what I'm saying? So you guys kept on trying to hire people from that tree, and everybody from that tree ain't done nothing except probably but verbal. He's the only one.
Yep.
He's on his way out. Let's keep it real. That's some sad stuff. Very much sad. Speaking of verbal, come to find out, Henry may not play tomorrow night. He's doubtful with a leg injury, knee injury, or something like that. 4 defensive starters are out for the Titans. Woo! For a team that's trying to make a playoff push to get in there. Woo!
Well, at least the GM for Tennessee is at least going to let Verbal coach out the last game of the year before he filed.
Right. if they don't make the playoffs, it's over with.
Right. We know he's not going to keep him. He might not want Verbal as his guy. It's a new GM. Probably want somebody else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But Verbal probably going to find somewhere else to go as a coordinator.
Wait.
But he's going to go somewhere. But this is – they season's over with anyway. Tennessee, if Henry ain't playing and you got 4 defensive starters that's not – oh, no. Oh, no.
Right.
This ain't good.
That's horrible.
But they going to the crib. That ain't good.
No, that's not good because I think the last game of the season is actually see this is the missing piece. The last game of the season is the Titans versus Jags. So, but the thing about it is right now they're tied. Ain't they record tied or something like that?
With who you say?
The Jags. I think they're tied with them. I think it's even though I think the Jags gets the thing, but. Who does real quick, Mark? Who look and see who Jags have this week? I know we'll preview them tomorrow, but
Texas.
Where at?
Texas.
Ooh, that's gonna be a good one. No, I didn't think I was gonna say that, but that's gonna be a good one. Yeah. And so like I said, I think the last game is them two playing each other, but heck, if the Jags win, then what the tiebreaker going to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the Jags win against Texas, if the Cowboys win, that means you're a game behind. Then you can tie them. So, I think they're trying to play, look, we're going to probably play one game for the marbles. Let's go ahead and get Henry healthy and you guys healthy and basically sacrifice this game. If we have to lose this game, we'll lose this game.
Yeah, we got to lose this game.
You know, we can't afford to lose the other one, but we can pick and see who's going to be healthy on that one. But, I mean, that's ugly. And like you said, I think Verbal's gone. And the thing about it is, I would say this. Of all those coaches, he's going to get another coaching job. a head coaching job.
Hey, you know what's so crazy? I know we're gonna hit it tomorrow, but I just people they playing.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, my boys. Yeah. That's why. That's why he was like. That's why I was thinking. Maybe they thinking with this because that last game though is it at Tennessee?
Yeah, it's at Tennessee.
So, yeah, but see, y'all playing backwards. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because I think their last two games is Dallas and it's Jacksonville. And if
that is hilarious.
And so, I think you're picking and choosing. And you think that if I go ahead and play these dudes against Dallas, the chance they might come up out of there lamer than before. So, yeah, that's where that Belichick and all this kind of stuff, they already done figured out things. In their mind, like, okay, what can we do? Who can we play? What can we all this kind of stuff? Because, right. You know, but who's not to say the Jags ain't gonna come out there and bop you on your head too?
Exactly.
Because Tannehill's done. Like he's out for the season. So, yeah, that piece. That's crazy. All right, Panthers, man. Oh boy, that came back, man. From his little. Breakfast, coffee shop, or whatever. Josh Norman, 35-year-old, because the Panthers has a chance to go to the playoffs, and they know they have a chance. So they went ahead and signed a guy who ain't played really good in 5 years, Josh Norman.
This is desperation. They said we did Cam Newton a favor. We're going to do Josh Norman too. We're going to bring Josh back. To see if he got any of them. First off, has he been training? Has he been doing anything? Like, will you just pick this man up from off the street? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it's going to make a difference. The only thing this is going to do is fix something that was broken with him in that organization.
That's
thank
it.
Thank you for breaking.
So,
thank you.
He can retire. So he can retire.
Yes.
Panthers.
Exactly. Go get us what you said. That's exactly what that is right there. Once the season's over with, I'm retired.
Oh, he's done. Yeah, he's done. And the crazy thing is that really, I don't know where that game is this weekend, but you have a chance. I mean, that's not the same. They don't score a lot of points with Tampa Bay. Let's put it that way. You know, so you have a chance. You do have a chance. And I get you. You're trying to show up some stuff like that, but... I don't know if I'd have bought him in. It's a whole bunch of dudes that's on the streets that's younger, better. I mean, heck, Dallas was able to sign two of them, McKenzie and Mullen. You know what I'm saying? So
it's a name. That's all it is.
I like what you said. I think they're gonna go ahead and say, "Hey, man, you know, we're gonna bring you back, and you know, we patch up the stuff." So we're going to do this real quick, Mark. We're going to speed down like we did before. This time, instead of using one word, you can use a phrase to describe the team. First up is Dolphins. What's the phrase?
Disappointing.
I say running out of time. Bills.
I just say wow.
I would say fake juice.
Yeah, that's it. I wish I could take that first.
I say fake. I think that it's a lot of missing pieces in that one. Patriots.
The New England? Jones. I'll do that.
What'd you say?
Jones.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say Mac Jones. I was going to say quarterback for hire because they're going to look for another quarterback. He's not
it. Right.
Jets.
Jets. So close.
Ooh, I like that one. I would say... solid foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, boys, Steelers.
Steelers, keep going.
I would say gaining experience.
Yeah, absolutely. absolutely.
Ravens.
Hopeful.
Good one. Good one, good one. I would say pay the man.
Ah.
Browns.
Hang it up.
Ooh. I would say refund. Bengals.
Woo, the Bengals. They coming.
I would say what we always call them, Joey Buckets. It's that simple.
Jack. Simple. Can they do it?
I would say a year earlier. I just think that they're early. I mean, but they doing it. That's the crazy. They just a year early, but yeah, they scary. You can put that on there too. Texans.
Too late.
Fighters.
Yeah.
I like it. Oh my gosh. Colts.
Saturday.
The party's over.
Yep.
Turn off the lights. Can use it for them too. Titans.
Close the curtain.
In Willis we trust.
Ah. You got to find that out there, huh?
You know that's right. You got no choice. The Chiefs.
Ooh, the Chiefs. I would say difficult.
The Chiefs, I would say, ready or not, here we come. It made no difference. You can't stop that bus, man. That's a whole different thing. Chargers.
Didn't see it coming.
They in the playoffs, ain't they? I would say window may be closing. They got a lot of old cats on their team. I mean, I don't think it's hard for them to rebuild because they got a legit quarterback. But
yeah,
you know that
a legit quarterback.
Yeah, they hard to watch at times too. Speaking of hard to watch, Broncos.
Clean house.
Ooh, good one. I would say, ooh, my gosh. And I got it. I'm just in my head. I just see this dude. This, well, you know how I do. My goodies. My goodies. I mean, you know, it's my goodies. I mean, she be just going to take him home and say, look, you can't come out and play no more.
Right.
The Raiders.
Ah, the Raiders. Damn.
I would say trick. You got tricked. I was telling you got tricked. Eagles.
Fried.
Ooh. I would go system. Don't get me wrong, Minshew started before at Jacksonville, but even though he had some turnovers, he didn't look bad behind that bus. And that lets me know that's the system. Giants.
Can we do it?
I'm like a quarterback away. And hats off to them anyway. Hats off to them and hats off to this team, Commanders.
Commanders. I'm the Heineke, whatever his name is. Even though they bitching him, I'm just him.
Right, right. I would say resilience. You know, they had a lot of injuries and stuff. I'll go that way and say resilience. Cowboys.
Playoffs.
I would say defense. You got to get that defense back. You got to get that back. You know, you're giving up too many points. If you want to make any kind of noise, yeah, you got offense, but you got to have some defense. So, see you on that one. Vikings.
Vikings. Cousins. So they're going to go as far as he takes them.
Damn, I just used defense. I would like to say it again. I would say no one's scared of them.
Yeah.
I just think, I think even if you got the Giants or the Commanders, they feel comfortable in playing against them. And that's a problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a problem.
Absolutely.
Packers.
Packers can't wait. And I say can't wait because it's like can't wait for him to go.
All right, like a reality show. I got love after Rodgers. Now they got love after Lockett.
Yeah.
Love after Rodgers.
Right. Yeah.
Lions.
Special.
I got blew it. I think they had an opportunity. I think that game, if they don't get in the playoffs, they're going to look back last week's game.
Yeah.
They
ain't get there, but this was special season. Might see it coming.
Don't get there. Yeah, I can see it. In the future, definitely. But if you don't, you should have got it in this year. If you don't get it this year, it's because you lost the Panthers. Playing with backups and Donald. Bears.
Sky's the limit.
I would say, explosive. I just think they have, like you see, piggyback off yours, if they get some receivers. They can be special because they got running game, they got a quarterback, and I love
the
system where he can still be a quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, the Bucks.
Wheelchair.
Woo. Nursing home. The Aints.
Done.
Ooh, yeah, they. Hey. You playing the Eagles, so I'm going to say Etouffee. Because y'all going to be eating a lot of Etouffees if y'all don't win this game. Y'all going to be New Orleans. Etouffee, baby. That's what y'all going to be doing. The Panthers.
Pick one.
I would say, man, Wilkes, man. Hats off to you. Hats off to Wilkes, man. You done got them boys playing hard. Hats off to you, coach.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get the job, but hats off to you.
Nah, absolutely not.
Falcons.
Next year.
I'm going to say Arthur. You might, because I think he did he sell Home Depot, Arthur Blank?
Arthur Blank.
did he still got Home Depot?
I don't know.
Well, if you do, you need to sell one of them, either the Falcons or whatever, because you, hey, bro, it's a wrap. Hey, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to say Arthur Blank, I feel sorry for.
Yeah.
Could never win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard, man. You had opportunity, bro. They don't
come all the time.
Niners!
Offense.
I would say after the new coaches wave and stuff, the original system.
Yeah.
Because they plug anybody in there, and as long as they can stay above float, they're looking good. And I think Purdy's nice because he makes a nice one, and Kettle don't bounce back. But I just say, you know, they're another system. You can't be looking that comfortable that quick and you ain't never played before.
Right. It's over.
The world's biggest hangover. Seahawks.
Geno.
I would say fish bait. Sorry, nephews. Y'all done. Speaking of done. Cardinals.
Organization.
I would say the plane tattoo. little man. Come here, little man.
Right.
We got through them. We did our thing. We got through them. All that good stuff. For real. We want to say thank you guys for joining us. Make sure you subscribe. Go ahead and do that. That's not as easy as you think, because you got to think about these teams and all this kind of stuff. So, congratulations to all our winners.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You guys deserve it. We're definitely the National Players of the Week. We'll go ahead and DM you guys and give you guys a nice little prize, big time. But thank you guys for voting, for everybody who voted and continue to vote. Thank you for the love you give. Thank you for subscribing, following, all that stuff. We got an interview tomorrow, but we out. Peace out. God bless.
Yes, sir.